KPBS On Demand is supported by the City of Chula Vista and the Port of San Diego hosting South Bay Earth Day at Bayfront Park on Saturday, April 18th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with tips on how to reduce your impact on the environment and hands-on green activities, food, and music. Additional information at southbayearthday.com.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, we'll talk about how the Nexstar-Tegna merger may impact local news sources. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. So last week, broadcast giant Nexstar closed a $6.2 billion acquisition of Tegna, putting San Diego TV stations Fox, CBS, CW, and KUSI under the same ownership. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, and the Justice Department officially signed off on the deal Thursday. And on Friday, eight states, including California, filed an emergency notion to block the merger. So what could this all mean for the information landscape as we know it? Well, here to talk about that is Lynn Walsh. She is the assistant director at Trusting News, which is an organization that supports journalists in building trust with their audience. She's also an adjunct professor and freelance journalist based here in San Diego. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad that you are here to discuss this. You know, we've seen this deal coming for quite a while now, but now that the ink is dry on it, what's your initial reaction?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing potentially happen is we're potentially going to see in San Diego less diversity in stories that are covered in the story selection, less diversity in how these stories are covered, and less diversity in perspectives that are represented in the stories that are covered. And that's really disappointing because San Diego, for a long time, has had a lot of different news organizations that have different ownerships, and a lot of other places in the country don't have that. And San Diego has had that, has maintained it. And what that means is you do see a diverse stories that are covered, diverse perspectives that are brought to the table, and potentially this could eliminate that because when you have one ownership group, you potentially see that they will consolidate, they will eliminate positions, and then that means that you're sharing more content across these four stations.
I mean, you know, before this deal, Nexstar acquired KUSI back in 2023. What can you tell us about Nexstar and their place in the journalism world?
Well, so it's important for, I think, people to understand you have these ownership groups, and while they most of the time, and I'm speaking from personal experience, don't necessarily control the decisions that are being made at the local level, what they do control is the money. And they can cut budgets so much so that that means that you have reporters that are eliminated in local markets, you have photographers that are eliminated, you have anchors that are eliminated, and then you see that kind of shared stories that might pop up in this case on a Fox 5 and then also pop up on KUSI. Same reporters, same anchors, maybe not even a different version of the story. In an ideal world, if you had that kind of consolidation, it would free up a reporter to go cover another story. But unfortunately, when companies do this, you tend to see that positions get eliminated, which means then that you're just seeing kind of repeat coverage across four different stations, multiple different newscasts.
You know, I also hear that there are sort of work condition issues with Nexstar too. Can you speak to that at all? What have you heard?
So that's not something that I can speak to, unfortunately, that I have experience with.
You know, one of KPBS's reporters, Jake Gatta, spoke with Dean Nelson, who is a journalism professor at Point Loma Nazarene University. And here's some of what he had to say.
It may be constricting free speech in one particular medium of broadcast television, for instance, but people aren't getting their information from broadcast by and large anyway.
So broadcast audiences are declining, but they are still there. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, for the first time actually ever, we saw recent data. So television, local television, used to be the number one place where Americans got their news. Social media actually surpassed that for the first time last year. And so what Dean is saying is absolutely true. We are seeing more people go to other places outside of broadcast and traditional media to get their news. That said, local TV news still serves a good chunk of most people in communities, and a lot of those influencers, a lot of those places online that people are getting information, they tend to, those people sharing that information tend to get their information from other journalists and news sources like local broadcast and like the local paper and other nonprofits. And so I think you also, if there are less stories being covered in broadcast stations here in San Diego, I think that will impact what you are seeing just across maybe news influencers, creators on social media, because those people a lot of times are not gathering their own facts and information.
So how is audience trust in broadcast news currently? What are you seeing?
So we see, kind of broadly speaking, that trust in news is greater at the local level, which includes local television stations. So they tend to have more trust with their communities than, let's say, the national media like a CNN or like even just the national stations in general. That said, though, trust has hit an all-time low for all types of news here in the U.S.
And this follows a trend of conservative ownership, really, of local stations in San Diego. I mean, earlier this year, ABC 10 News and their parent company rejected a takeover bid by the conservative-leaning Sinclair Broadcast Group. What do you make of this rightward shift in news?
I think people are, ownership groups anyways, are kind of trying to go where the money is, unfortunately. And I really hate to see that happen, as journalism is a public service. It's something that I really truly believe. And I know the journalists working in these newsrooms, I think, believe that too. And unfortunately, sometimes those ownership groups are looking at the money. Where is the money? Where is the viewership? That kind of lean into a polarization, kind of a sensationalism more so, I think, is leading to more views, potentially more clicks. And it's just a direction that I think the general public does not want to see this go into. And it's really detrimental to the overall information ecosystem when people just want that useful, helpful information. And local journalists aren't as able to do that because of the restraints that come down sometimes from corporate, from a money and a funding standpoint.
Do you think that, you know, viewers are aware that that's an issue? And what does it do for trust?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I actually don't think that there's a good understanding of how this all works, and that's not the public's fault. That is really on journalists to explain how this works. You know, ownership does have impact at the local level, but like I said, in my experience and my experience working with journalists, most of the time, the ownership is not dictating what stories are told and how they are told, right? But they do control the money, which impacts how many reporters are able to do that type of reporting. We don't do enough explaining about the fact that there are actual real people in these newsrooms that make decisions, and why are they choosing to make these decisions about which stories to cover, who to talk to, how much time to dedicate to a story. And I think we need to work on doing a better job to help the public understand that so they can help find support and maybe speak up when things like this happen.
What else concerns you about this merger and its impact on San Diegans?
Well, I definitely think you probably will see some job loss because of this. Again, what tends to happen when companies come in, they do tend to consolidate. So before, what you used to have was, you know, a group of people at Fox 5, a group of people at KUSI, a group of people at CBS 8, real people getting together every morning, making decisions about what to cover. Now you might see that they say, well, we only need half of those people involved because we're going to share so much content. So I think job loss is definitely one of those things. And unfortunately, it is going to impact the type of stories that you see. And you probably will see a lot of duplication of not just who is delivering the news. So you might see the same anchors popping up in multiple TV shows across different stations, but also just repeat of the same stories. And, you know, San Diego, I think, continues, even though we have a robust number of news organizations here, it is undercovered in many ways. And I just think this is not going to help that situation.
Well, you've worked in San Diego for a long time. How have you seen the journalism, how have you seen this like journalism landscape really change over time?
You know, unfortunately, job cuts and cuts to the industry have impacted San Diego, like everywhere. San Diego is not unique in that standpoint. And I think you see it when you do look at the number of stories that are told and how they are told. You see kind of a lot more basic kind of who, what, where, when, not as much of the why that's being done anymore because of some of those cuts. And oftentimes it's that why, that digging a little deeper, that is really the most helpful and useful to the public. Also, I will say, though, you are seeing, you know, we have strong nonprofit news organizations here that are continuing to serve very unique purposes, whether it's investigative journalism or covering specific areas of the county more. So I think there definitely has been some good things that are popping up, maybe some more negative things, specifically because of some of the cuts that we have seen in recent years.
So how can people find information that they actually trust in a fragmented news environment? What do you say to audiences who feel like they're losing trust in news?
Yeah. So first, I think, you know, you're not alone and you have good reasons to feel frustrated. I think that's really important. Like, I feel the same way as someone who knows how to navigate in the industry and has worked in the industry. And so one, we all need information to navigate and make decisions in our lives. So don't give up. Don't get frustrated. One thing is to, if you see something that seems so outrageous or you just are like, is that really true? Look elsewhere. Don't trust single sources. And also, please try to diversify where you're getting information. If you really are relying on social media feeds, try to step out of those once in a while and look up and go directly to local news sources here in San Diego to verify if that information is true or not and to get those other perspectives. And also, see if they're linked, see and encourage the news organizations to link to kind of where they are getting this information. Are they linking to city government documents? Are they linking to longer interviews? Anything where you can dig in a little deeper.
In the last minute or so that we have here, I mean, what do you say to journalists who are navigating the fallout from this media consolidation? How can they continue to build trust with their audience?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that journalists, we all need to do is we need to engage in more listening to our audiences. I know I've worked in so many newsrooms. I have yet to meet a journalist who does not want to serve the public. That is what they are trying to do. They are trying to serve the public with the best information and really try to help them. They see this as a public service. We have to help our audience understand that, explain that to our audience. We have to be willing to have humility and be more transparent about the work we're doing. But that engagement is so important. Even though we are trying to do that public service, we're not always hitting the mark. So let's not be afraid to ask, how can we be better? How can we make this political coverage more useful for you? What questions or what information was missing from this story? Tell me so I can next time improve it or do a follow-up story. We definitely need more of that work here in San Diego, but everywhere across the country.
I'd also say that, you know, this mergers like these really highlight the importance of independent journalism and journalists. So that's also a solid news source. I've been speaking with Lynn Walsh, Assistant Director at Trusting News. Lynn, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego, now showing Giants, art from the Dean Collection, featuring more than 130 works of art from the personal collection of musical and cultural icons Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys. More at mcasd.org.